on the news line with us now is Sarah Lauver. You might be thinking, well, we're going to talk about some news item because she's a part-time news anchor here, but we're going to talk to her about one of her fabulous talents, and that is that she can sing the national anthem like no other. So good morning, Sarah. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
I do appreciate your calling in. Now, tell us about your gig this weekend. You're headed up to South Williamsport Little League World Series. Which game are you singing the national anthem at?
I am doing the Sunday afternoon game, which is the championship game of the series.
That is fantastic. How did you come across that gig? And no surprise they chose you if they heard your audition tape, but how did you get a hold of them?
You know, I've always offered to be a backup. It's probably gotten me more national anthem gigs over the past years, and a few years anyway. And a friend of mine gave me a contact just in the last few weeks there and said, you know what, you should just send them your stuff. You know, maybe get in the running for next year. I'm sure they are booked for this year. So I sent some recordings a few weeks ago and heard back, got a thank you. I said, you know, I'm sure you're booked. I'm proud to be a backup, but would love to just be considered for future series. And then on Monday, I got an email saying that they might need somebody for this weekend, and would I be available? You know, I looked at my schedule Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's games this whole weekend. I said that I'd be around. And then yesterday, I really did not expect to get the email that they asked me to pinch hit. So somebody, you know, was unable to make it for the championship game, and they asked if I would fill in.
Wow. I'm getting chills already. As I do when you sing the national anthem. Now, I have a one-minute excerpt. This is you singing at Camden Yards for the Baltimore Orioles. Here's Sarah Lauver. Sit back down now. Thank you so much. I'll tell you what, I get goosebumps every time I hear you sing that, especially with that flourish that you add there that is just stunning. Where did you get that? How did you kind of evolve into that?
You know, I'm not really sure. That is just my natural way of doing it. I know that there's a lot of feedback on people that embellish too much or, you know, take it away from the natural song, and I've tried really hard over the years, and you'll hear different recordings of me where I've tried a few things, but I really make it an important thing to me to try to stick very much to the song. So anything you're hearing there is just kind of my voice, where it takes me.
All right. Well, Sunday afternoon, Sarah Lauver's going to be singing national TV. Is this your widest audience?
It might be. I sang once for an international soccer game at M&T Bank Stadium. So, you know, that stage is obviously a very passionate one and far-reaching. But this is very cool. I'm very excited and very honored.
Well, folks who love Sarah Lauver, as I do, have seen her singing on American Idol auditions, Camden Yards, Harrisburg Senators and Crosscutters. The band Blue River Spell pops up around here. Please tell me you're still doing some vocalists for them.
Yeah, we have a few gigs here and there throughout the community. That's kind of also, you know, we all have full-time jobs, so that's a side thing that we do. But I'm always open to singing and collaborating, and there are some things coming up this fall.
How did it turn out that the Star Spangled Banner was something that you would sing, and of course you nail it every time, but that you'd start to market that? Sort of where did the Star Spangled Banner begin as an outreach and you know, sort of a place to go for you?
I always loved to sing, but I was very shy growing up. And in high school, I had auditioned for the musical play, the theater at the time, and it brought me out of my shell a little bit. I played sports in high school, so it started with somebody just said, I think, again, somebody backed out at one of our basketball games in high school, and they were like, I think Sarah can do it. and so I tried it and just kind of grew from there, sang for more high school games, and then, you know, field hockey at Susquehanna, some of the football games, reached out to the Senators and the Crosscutters, and it just kind of kept growing from there. It wasn't something that I ever thought would be, that I would still be doing like this right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, I knew you as an acquaintance maybe about 6, 7, 8 years ago, and at Sunbury River Festival, you sang out at the gazebo at the in Cameron Park in Sunbury, and you belted out a great song with just great, articulation and just great tone and everything, and the crowd, you know, everybody's kind of doing their own thing at the festival, and all of a sudden, everybody in the whole festival looks over towards the gazebo, and there you go, you were just singing like crazy, and it was just wonderful, and it was an eye-opener for me, and sort of showed that you had even that talent. We see you now on Selins Grove Council, and you're the Associate Director of Early Learning Investment Commission. A lot of folks that do great singing like this have a dream. Is there a gig you'd love to do? I'd love to see you do the Super Bowl sometime, but where do you see is the growth area here?
You know what, everyone, it's a huge privilege and responsibility to sing this song. I don't take it lightly, and I am very thankful for the experiences that it's brought me. There are some, you know, some local teams and some things that I would love to sing for. I think the Eagles, they actually do auditions. That's something I've never tried. Just in terms of singing, I like to sing and you know, really don't pass up an opportunity if it presents itself to me.
All right. Well, anything you'd like to tell us, anything you'd like to add? Interviewing one of my acquaintances is not something I know how to do well. So anything you'd like to tell us maybe I didn't ask?
No, I just think there's a lot of fun things that go into it that people don't think about in terms of, you know, it's not just singing. You have to think about what you wear. You can't wear logos. And if I'm singing for a sports game, I'm very careful. If I'm at the Orioles game and we're playing the Yankees, I'm not going to wear navy blue. I learned very quickly that when you're out in the field getting ready to sing, you should not have gum in your mouth. And that's even led me to giving my friend in her bare hand my gum before I run out to sing. So there's just a lot of little things that I think it's fun that people don't really know that go into, you know, performing for anyone, not just the anthem, but any performer, any musician.
Is that distracting when the Orioles fans help you with the O?
I love it. That's the point of the song where every nerve in my body just dissipates and goes away. There's no cooler feeling than at that moment knowing, well, first of all, I'm at the end.
It's almost over.
I hit the notes, you know, I remembered all the words, but also just that, you know, it's such a song that unites people, starts conversations, and has such history that it's just really neat to have everyone, you know, united in that way.
And nervous? Tell me about the nerves that that occur.
Yeah, I mean, you ask my friends and family, they call me Anthem Sarah. I get very nervous ahead of time. I just to the borderline of like maybe wanting to throw up. but you push past it, and you know, as soon as I start singing the first couple of words, once I know that it's a cappella, so once I know that I didn't start too high or too low, and I'm starting, then it's fine. But ahead of time, the anticipation is much worse than than actually performing.
Oh, okay. Well, fabulous. Well, you do a wonderful job. And I know you know that by now because of unanimous and extensive reports. But, boy, I'll tell you what. Good luck on Sunday. Enjoy. We'll be watching. And please keep it up. You're blessing a lot of people with this. Are you going to sing the national anthem tomorrow morning at Tomato Fest at the Selins Grove Farmers Market?
No, but there will be lots of fun activities there, so people should stop by.
All right, fabulous. Thank you so much, Sarah Lover. Thank you for checking in today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
That is Sarah Lover. Of course, you hear her on the radio here occasionally, but if you've been to Camden Yards a few times or the Crosscutters games, you've heard her do the national anthem, and obviously she has a gift that she's willing to share with a lot of people, so we appreciate that. Sunday, Little League World Series championship game. I'm going to go ahead and say this, our own Sarah Lover singing the national anthem.